Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, if you're hearing this is the promo for a new series called Strangers in China. It's the latest show on the Seneca Network, powered by SubChina. Strangers in China is a show where we talk to interesting people. We see their lives and struggles. We see their innovation. And through that, we can see how Chinese culture is changing. If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button and get ready for our launch.
Hi, you're listening to Strangers in China. This is Cherie.
And this is Clay. What do we do here at Strangers in China?
We interview people.
Who do we interview, though?
Outliers, rebels, creatives.
Weirdos.
Yeah, definitely weirdos.
We want to see China in a different way, hear from different voices.
I don't want to conform to the social values, like they rush into marriage, but I don't want to do that. And I just want to be a free spirit.
We talk to people about those moments where everything changed.
The moments I have like 200 people in the audience, everybody's laughing. Then they can see that, he's doing something right.
So when my mom and dad interrogated me, saying, "Why you spend all your time with this girl? Are you gay?" I was like, "Oh my God, thank you for giving me a word to describe myself."
We get the nuance of how culture is shifting.
Personally, I don't like definition about everything, because I think a definition could be a limitation.
We know the struggles that people are working through.
Back in my hometown, the mindset is pretty singular, and people are not used to the idea of people having different values than the traditional ones.
Not just stereotypes, you know. China don't have free speech. Do you have? No, you don't have total free speech, and you shouldn't have total free speech. You always should be afraid of saying something.
Someone will have invite us for tea. You know,
sorry, what?
Invite us for tea in China, that means you get censored. Like you have a conversation with people from government. We say like in Chinese, like you invite for tea.
Through these struggles, we hear how people change and innovate.
Like restrictions are horrible, like censorship is horrible, but when you have those restrictions, you become more creative. You just find ways around, like you need to think all the time, like how can you work around with the system, and that can be a very interesting challenge.
We get the catharsis.
And I feel like the whole world is in front of me, and I feel finally I'm becoming myself. But when I get to China, everybody tell me, "You are so old."
Without the recording, without the exposure, without people slowly fade into their non-existence, and that's really dangerous. Then all of this effort that we made is like, you know, going to waste.
You're listening to Strangers in China. Strangers in China premieres on September 19th. You can subscribe anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe and hear the voices of New China.